Well, it would help if I had the volume turned up. All right, everyone, we've got Robin Lynn keeping the vibes live, and vibes live exclusives. We've got Brian Kotcher on the line with us. Brian. Brian.
That's right, what's up?
What in the world are you up to these days? What are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm busy. I do a lot of things. I'm, got promoted as assistant manager at Verizon Wireless Location, Diamond Wireless.
What?
That's what pays the bills. That's what pays the bills, right?
Yeah, really. I didn't think you're so talented and always popping out all these new fresh songs. I didn't think that you had a day job. I didn't think you had need of one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, brother got work too, you know.
Yes. Brian, I'm still not seeing the songs. Did you resend them to me to Vibes Live? Send us your song?
Yeah, I'm actually sending them to you as a WAV file so you can get that real, real thickness of a good sound.
Yeah.
So I'm sending it right now.
Okay.
What I did is I copy and pasted what you just sent me, the Vibe Drive, send us your song, and I sent it to your Gmail right now. It's moving right now.
Okay, all right. I just, you know, I'm a little slow sometimes. Sometimes it's me.
Good.
Well,
how you been, Robert?
I've been doing so busy. I can't even tell you. We've got awesome things coming up. The comedian Willie Brown and Woody and friends will be coming to Vibes Live. Yes, we'll be airing.
I saw that. You sent me the link. I saw that. Willie Brown, gospel comedian.
Clean comedy. Yes, he runs the clean.
Yeah.
He runs the clean comedy clinic, and he his show is airing his 4 episodes in now on the Impact TV network, and he's still going around doing what is it they call it, stand up. He's performing in the local areas. He just went all the way through Michigan and stuff last week. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday! Happy birthday, Willie Brown!
Happy birthday! Happy
yeah.
birthday!
And he just told Vibes Live that we could air his content for the next 12 months. He gave us a 12-month license. Yes, in writing too. We got an agreement. Mm-hmm. And he said that time permitting, he's going to come on Vibes Live and hang out with us about once a month. Yes. Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
And I might have to do a little comedy with him.
Yes. Well, you know, I asked him. I go, well, you know, we've got quite a few characters over here, and you know, we like to think we're funny, and you know, we'd like for you to work with us. You know. And he said yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know Angel Sessions, that's our Vibes Live darling. She has Vibes Live assisting her in her promotions. Yes,
that's awesome.
Isn't that neat? Yeah.
Thank you.
But you know, this is not a Vibes Live exclusive. Well, it is a Vibes Live exclusive, but it's a Vibes Live Brian Kotcher exclusive. Brian. Now I hear we're gonna go way back right about now, right? We're gonna go way back today, right? Because we're gonna be talking about you. right? We're going to be talking
about. Yeah. You know what? It's 2007. Yeah. I don't want to take away from what Rick's going to be saying at 4.
Yes.
Basically, just if you want to play a couple of those songs, get them ready for it. Okay. You'll notice they're way different. And the thing is, I was a hard head back then.
Yes.
Like, I didn't care. I still had the respect and everything issue and all that.
Yes.
But I was listening to them last night. I was like, damn, dude, I felt like I'm 50 Cent.
Yeah.
And I was messing the note for an answer, and I was just like really bold statements, and I'm like, wow, like, whoa.
You know,
But it isn't who I am today, so I ain't mad at it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, and I think, I'm not sure, but I think those were included, I'm not sure. And remember those 347 songs you sent to me last year?
I don't think they were, because I don't think you heard Up in the Ville,
okay.
Full
Oh, so you didn't send me up over all your music that night. Let me tell you, I got this bright idea about this time around this part last year. This is Brian. We're going to run an exclusive on you, Brian. We're going to play all your music. He goes, yay, all day long, because that's Brian Kotcher, right? All day long Kotcher, right? Okay. Brian spent the next 8 hours sending me music, and then it took me 10 hours to play all of his music. Yeah, so we had to have not only a Brian Kotcher exclusive. We had to have a Brian Kotcher Saturday. Yes. Yeah, we had to run two episodes. There are 2 5-hour episodes of that. Yeah, this man is absurd. I like to call him the Weird Al Yankovic of hip hop. Yeah, yeah. I mean, really, man. You got mad skills. You're just crazy genius, and just you're just insane. There's just something horribly wrong with you. You know, I'm just so glad to meet you, though. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But it was great because my boy was telling me the story about things that I didn't even remember. That's why I was like, man, we gotta get you on there.
Yeah.
I gotta get you. And he was all excited. He's like, yeah, man, I can't wait to tell a story about that. I'm like, it's young B. This is what you haven't heard of this side. Like, this is the explicit side. Okay, if we already heard those songs, no problem. But you're gonna hear the actual, you know, who I was back then. Like, you know, he's gonna explain it. He said, talk about it. It's going to blow you people away. Like, you're like, can't even think about that.
Wow. I thought you were such a nice man. I just thought that you had good upbringing.
Hey, like I said, it made me who I am today.
No wonder. You know what? I'm starting to think Grandpa caught you. Well, he was right about you. He tried to warn us. But, you know,
he knew me back then, too, though. Mm-hmm. That was the thing. So, mm-hmm. It's all good, though. I mean, Grandpa Kotcher saw it, said what he wants to say. Nobody believes he's going to go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I know that our guest at 4 o'clock, he's going to be telling us about, you know, your very humble, if not austere, beginnings. But, you know, you've recently kind of changed direction. While not abandoning the old, you've kind of taken off with a new thing. Confidence?
Yes, confident, yes.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know when it's time for a change, you try to make that change. You fall back on it, you go back to it. You fall back on it, you go back to it. Kind of like a relationship kind of thing, you know what I mean? It just... something just ain't right. Something just isn't what you want anymore. You want to let that part go.
Uh-huh.
So basically, parting my side was the best way to say it, as I am Clean Cut the producer, and I am Confident the rapper.
Yes.
So when people refer to me, I'm two different people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm still the same person, but I'm in a different category on each.
Yeah.
On each thing. And so that's why when my confidence now, see, Clean Cut was like a... to put Clean Cut in a nutshell, he was respectable. He wanted you to hear him. Basically, he wanted to be like, you know, this is what I do. I'm good at it. That's it. That's it. That's Clean Cut. Now, confident is in your face, like, hey, if you ain't listening to me, let me tap your shoulder. Why don't you listen to this? And I go at it, and I just give it to you. Like, I'm not cursing. I'm not going to write, so I'm not going that direction. But I'm super, like... it's like a super, like an era. Like I'm getting bigger and better, and I'm there. And then it's all in one, wrapped into one.
I love
that's what confident is. Like when you hear my music now, it's all going to be like that. that really like a radio hit kind of thing. It's going to be like every time if you hear that, oh, I hear that on the radio, like, oh, that's my jam. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I want to in their face, like, hey, check me out. Boom. You know?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. So, you told me to call you, so I called you. We're all on live on the air, too, you know. So, what was I supposed to call you
for? You
know
I like to be live on air. You know you like to call me. Come on.
Hey, he's like, yeah, like, hey, can you give me a call? Sure. We're now calling. We're now speaking.
Hey, give me a call. Why don't you just call me? Come on, now. Let's see what's going on.
I'd be all up early. I'd be up all early in the morning, all bored. You know, we'd be on Vibes Lifetime. It'd be 24/7 around here. And it'd be like, hey, now I done put the West Coast to bed. And I put the East Coast to bed, the West Coast to bed, and the East Coast ain't up yet. Oh, well, oh, there's somebody over there in Uganda. I have to go to the way clear to the other side of the world just for some company, for some decent company. But then there's Brian all day long, Kotcher. There we go, in the house, full effect. Yeah, doing big things, man. I'm really happy for you. Big things. And you got a new job. You got a new job, man. You got new digs and stuff, suited and booted and all that. Do you have an office, a corner office?
Man, I got all kinds of new hits coming. Like, I'm working on two right now, and what I'm doing is basically I want to build a fan base off of the buzz. So, like, when I started out new, it's like, hey, for you Clinker fans, I am still bringing that flavor, but yet I'm in your face with a better taste of it. You know what I mean? Like, here, check this out. I have two more songs that I'm working on right now, and don't let it leak out or anything. I heard that Clinker's doing some singing now, all day. You didn't hear that from me, though, okay? So, there's a couple hooks right
now. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. I got to get this feedback out of here. Wait a dad for a minute. Clean Cut is singing?
Not Clean Cut. Confident. He's got some fast rolling jazz type of singing going on, but that's cool to hear that from me, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it's in the works. We're working on that.
Hey, everybody. Company going to be singing, but tell nobody they work, huh? What? Hey, everybody, don't tell nobody.
Hey, don't tell nobody else, though.
Don't tell nobody. Now, I think I've been told two people. And now I'm two people going to tell two people. You know how that works. You know how that goes.
I know. It goes down the line, and all of a sudden, it's like, you know, blowing it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got some on the hooks, going on, singing on the bridges. Oh, yeah.
Don't mind me, I'm getting some sun while I'm out here.
Yeah, you just don't be listening then.
Hold on one second. Somebody's asking me something. Hold on. Okay, I'm back.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, there's a bee chasing me. I'm outside getting some sun. Let me see, you got a new job, and you have your lovely wife. I love your wife. She's so pretty.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to interview her one day and get her perspective of what it's like to be married to the one great Brian. Gotcha.
If you could talk to her about that, I'm going to get her near a microphone.
Yeah.
No.
Now let me see what else. So we've got the original comedy going on. We've got the original music going on. We've got new jobs. We've got what else is there left to do?
Oh, it just keeps going. I gotta do some more things. You know what I'm saying? Make different moves. I don't know yet.
I would say take over the world, but, you know, that just doesn't much fancy for me. The universe, the galaxy sounds more to my speed than me. Let's take over the galaxy.
Yeah,
Now you've been working with some pretty neat people these last few months.
Oh yeah. There's some things I can't say, so I'll get word of. It's okay. Just let you know something very, very big and history is actually you're working on right now. And like I said, once I get word of, you'll be the first.
I'm coming over there. You and all these secret stuff, I'm getting ready to warm up my helicopter.
Yeah.
And I'm all over there. I'm going to land in the room, and I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to check things out, and I'm going to see what's going on over there.
Yeah.
And I will let you know. Yeah, you know, you got to let us know, because you know.
Oh, you know, I will definitely let you know. As soon as I get word on it.
Brian, we want more. I'm representing the listeners. Hey, you know, July, around the 1st of July, we went over 200,000, right?
Yeah.
Right? And it's
August
15th. It's August 15th, and we're at
283,000. What the? Damn.
Yes. Yes. I don't know what's going on. Somebody turned on the light.
Yeah, they sure did. Everybody's seeing it.
they you know how they say turn off the lights when you leave the room? Well, they turn on the lights, and they haven't left the room. Yeah, so we're really happy about that. And,
awesome.
And you know, Brian Karcher was with me when Vibes Live took off. Vibes Live was the first independent artist that we interviewed. And we were over there at Beyond the Hype Radio out there in Denver. Those good folks over there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Bless them, Lord, bless them. They had the independent artists over there, and they had the radio station, and the artists were sitting there, and I noticed that, hey, I want to hear your guys' songs. How come you guys' songs aren't getting played? Brian goes, I don't know. And I go, well, can I play your song? He goes, yeah. So he sent me the song, and I'm playing it. We're still sitting over there at Beyond the Hype listening to their radio station. And they never did play any of the artist songs. They never did. So Brian says, well, hey, where can I hear it? So I says, well, vibeslive.com. And he came over. And then the next night he came back. And he brought Fred. And then we spent 56 nights straight in that chat room all day long, playing songs, reviewing music. And we put ourselves on, yeah. And from then to then, we 18,000 people. 18,000 listeners.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember I made two songs out of it, too.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and so just been very instrumental, you know, and so much a part of it. A lot of people have come and they've gone, but me and Brian, we've been right here. And Vibes Live has been in existence before that, but, you know, it wasn't much happening. But Brian Karcher came over, and everything changed. And so, you know, I really got to thank you for all your input and all your love and all your support, man, because, I won those three awards the Spreaker Network did. But that Spreaker Network encompasses everybody's work that I've encountered, all the artists, everybody that I've interviewed, everybody that's listened, so it's not just my award, you know, but a lot of people have gone away and they're not there to celebrate it or they don't feel like it's there, you know, but hey, man, we won. You can say you won a Spreaker Radio Award, too, because you did. It's your theme song playing up on there. I play your theme song every hour.
That's awesome.
Every hour. Yeah. Oh. And Vibes Live is also on Live 365. And Live 365 pays royalties. And so any of you artists, get your music registered and give it to me to play because those things will count and get you some royalties. Yeah, ain't that neat?
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
So as long as the songs that's being played on there, you get the royalties?
Say what?
As long as the songs are being played on there, you get royalties?
If you have your songs registered,
yeah,
because we record
like,
now.
Them all.
Yeah, yep, all four of them, and also, we're running two levels of streams. We're running a stream that's royalty paid, and we're still running an unlicensed stream. And that's to give give the underground and the independent artists, you know, a place where they can grow and get some experience and exposure while they're getting you know, up to a certain level, I guess you could say.
Okay. So
we'll still have the free airplay, and we'll still have all the services that we provide. But now we're also able to support. To support you all as you grow now. Isn't that neat?
That's so awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm under 365. I think I have that. That's weird.
You're under what?
How do I, I'll contact you afterwards. I want to find out how I locate and send my music and all that stuff to get played for royalties for
365. On Live 365, I'll work with you offline and explain that to you.
Yeah.
They have a listener platform and a broadcasting platform. And so they're two separate things. And so I'll work with you on that and get you up to speed on that. Because I encourage everyone, just like I have a radio station, everyone can actually have their own stream. And if you got, and it's free too, if you got your own stream and streamed your own music and you syndicated, which I'm teaching you about syndicating too, you know, and that's what we're actually doing. So teach you about that, but you have your own independent servers and streams and stuff, and there you go. And then when you are on a show or they want your material, then you lease it to them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, then.
Yeah, that's how that works. Oh, yeah, syndication, baby. Mm-hmm. And see, we don't realize that we can syndicate ourselves. We go to try to attach ourselves to someone because they offer the syndication, but we actually do it ourselves. And we actually do it ourselves when we're sharing our material and posting it, very basically. And that's more effective than anything else. And so I kind of stumbled upon, you know, how last year I told you I'm going to have you work out this formula and I wasn't sure, but I needed you to do these actions, and I come back and tell you, yeah, well, this is what it led to. It taught me that we're syndicating. Oh, yeah. So I'll be working with you offline and explaining that to you, too. And I'm actually going to be holding classes on that, too. And Brian Koch is going to be coming forth with some educational webinars and stuff, too.
And oh, yeah. There'll
be a series of classes
in the
format. Mm-hmm. So we're just working out the logistics on that. I got the hardware, the infrastructure in for that. So we're going to go over to a whole new phone line, conference line, and all of that. It has a webinar, screen sharing, all of that, right in that element. And no echoing, no bandwidth problem, none of that. So, yeah. Holds 135 people. And we're also developing an online digital concert. Ryan Skeen, the artist Ryan Skeen, is going to be doing the first concert, our first concert series. And we're planning on becoming a premier place for entertainment. Uh-huh. So everything that the artists do, you know, in the world, you can do online. And so we're going to take it digital. We're going to take everything digital. And that way you don't have to travel for concerts. You can make your concerts more affordable for people to attend. And you'll have more people attending from all over the world. And plus, you do it digital, right, in the format that I'm doing it. It's an intimate environment, and the artist can perform and then come off of a song, and sit there and interact with the fans. And that's one of the biggest things. That's one of the reasons why you go over so well, because you actually take the time to interact not only with your fans, but with everyone you're working with. Yeah, that goes
yes,
really well.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, so real excited about that. Real, real excited. And so Brian and I will be working in the background. I expect that we should be coming out starting in about a month with your educational classes.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm starting my new job and everything, but like, as soon as I have my days off, I'll take one day off and I'll work about 2-3 hours on the way, get it all set
yeah.
up and ready for whatever wants to learn. They can learn their own things, they can get to the next part, you know, things like that.
Yeah, and you know, in light of how busy you are, we could actually podcast some of your segments and air those during the live segments, and then all you'd have to really do, instead of presenting the information again, is just answer questions at the end of it and give instruction. So, you know, there's all kind of ways that we can streamline this for you. Yeah, since you're advancing in the executive world out there, you're doing things. Yeah. Well, I guess I better let you go for now so we don't burn up all of our valuable airtime and wear ourselves out before our illustrious guests this afternoon. And I really got to thank you for the hookup on that.
Yeah, definitely. All right, cool. Well, it's about 4 o'clock. We'll be ready for the things that people don't know about Clint Bryant, Kasha, Clean Cut. Young
okay,
people, everybody. I'm linking it out.
Were we going to call in on the conference line, or do we want to try out the new four format?
Whatever you think that will work good, or you want to try something new, I mean, whatever, you know, whatever they're trying to
do. Would it put it quick in the plans if I gave you all another number to call in on?
Okay, just send it to my email box, and I'll, or maybe send it to my inbox.
Okay.
And I'll
let him
know too.
Okay, and I'll connect with you on Facebook at 3:30 for mic check, sound check, and all that. Okay.
That's good.
All right, compadre, mi amigo. He's a bad man. He's a bad mother. Shut your mouth, Brian Kasha. Everyone, we'll be back later at 4 o'clock. That's 7 o'clock Eastern time. Okay, Brian.
You're
Thank you, love you, man.
Okay, so bye.